served at the table?
Well, we had a pitcher. Usually she had a big pitcher there, and then the glasses that she served in that. Mm-hmm. You had a big glass pitcher.
Did you call these glasses anything special?
No, just goblets, maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe they were big, maybe they called them goblets.
You ever hear those called gobblers?
No, I heard them called goblets, not gobblers.
You hear them called gobblers, too.
Do you?
Seems strange.
Is that right?
And if a friend calls at your house, and let's say he calls there, just at mealtime, what do you say to him?
Well, have you had your dinner? Supper, if it's not, the dialect a little different. Supper if it's not, and dinner if it's noon, breakfast if it's in the morning. Mm-hmm.
And if you're out with somebody and you have one canteen between you, and you get thirsty and you go over and you pick it up and it's empty, you'd say to the guy, have
a drink.
Well, it's empty. It's all gone. You want to know where it went.
Yeah. You drank it all up.
What would you ask him to find this out?
I'd ask him if he had a drink.
Huh? Why are you drinking?
Yeah. He's so insulting. Yeah.
If someone comes in and you see him standing around and you want him to sit, what do you tell him?
I have a chair.
Uh-huh. And this means that he's supposed to do what?
Sit down.
Uh-huh. And what did I do when I came in here?
Huh?
What did I do when I came in here and walked over here? What did I do to get in the chair here?
Well, you walked over and sat down.
Uh-huh. And food that you have the second day?
Yeah, the leftovers or warm doors.
If a little kid puts too much food in his mouth, or if he just puts it in and bolts it down, you say, don't just do that. You take a minute and...
Yeah, chew it.
I think we were talking about cornmeal making things. You said your mother made mush.
Yeah, she made mush. I don't like it.
No, I'm not much for it.
Never did like
fried, I like it.
I don't like mush, period. I don't like it fried. I don't like it. I just don't like mush.
How about that coarser corn? It's ground not so fine. Any special word for that?
No. Corn chops, you mean?
Well, I was thinking more of grits.
Grits? Yeah, that's out. We never used that. I guess some people did, but I don't care for grits either. I guess I wasn't far enough south to get habit eating grits.
I haven't either. I can't stand them.
I don't like it.
I was down in Nashville back in 43. They used to give us grits for every meal.
Oh, that's awful.
They were dismal, just like eating wallpaper paste.
All right, you get 200 miles north of here, and it's orange potatoes every morning with any breakfast. My own plum to the Canadian border. And I can go with that. I can eat those fried orange potatoes.
I like that.
I can too. I can go with that.
That is, I like some of them.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't want, you know, just, but I mean, that's just Rachel with them. They do it. Mm-hmm. They serve it to you every morning.
If you buy something by, say the carload, you say you're not buying it in small parcels, you're buying it.
By the carload, yes.
And that means how?
That means quantity.
Any other word for buying in quantity?
No, I don't think so. I think that was the usual term. I think carload material.
How about your gasoline? How do you buy that?
Well, we buy it by the barrel or barrels.
Uh-huh. And you call that bulk or anything?
Well, yeah. You buy gasoline in bulk, but you actually, I won't. If you tell a guy you want 5 barrels of gasoline, he knows you want 250 gallons. Uh-huh. So that.
You mentioned your mother making jams. Did she make jelly much?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, it's good too.
Plum,
grape, yeah.
If you had a friend who had 2 apples and you wanted one, what would you say to him?
Well, they would give me an apple.
And if he had just 1 apple and
give me half. Give me half that apple.
If he had a knife and you wanted him to cut it, what would you tell him so that you get 2 equal pieces?